y'all ready? Sean. One, two, three, boom! Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and one bad motor scooter. I'm telling you, there's nobody like him. Hey, guys, Pastor Troy Brewer here with you, coming at you strong here from the studios at Open Door Church. Welcome, guys, to episode number 132. It is the seventh day of the fourth month, just a couple of days after Resurrection Sunday. We have so much to talk about, but know this. On today's broadcast, I have my good friend who wrote the book, 18 Days in Heaven, and he's actually been to heaven. He's actually seen Jesus. We're talking about Brother Gabe Perreault. Brother Gabe, how you doing, man?
Thanks for having me, Troy.
I cannot believe you're here with me today, man.
I'm glad to be here.
Okay, we're actually going to tell people, you're telling me, dude, that you were a cadaver for a while and that you actually went to heaven and you saw Jesus.
Yeah. Well, all I know is I was outside my body. And, you know, again, you know, I don't claim to physically be in heaven because obviously my body was, you know, still on the earth, but I saw Jesus and he is heaven. And so I can't wait to get into all the details.
Okay. Brother Gabe, will you hold on for about 10 minutes so that we can tell everybody this?
I will. And I'll just tell everyone, sorry, I have to say this. He's coming back soon and we are living in a very important age. And so there's going to be some details that I get on this one that I haven't even touched on other podcasts. So in case anyone thinks they've already heard this, I just want to say there's a special place for this podcast.
Hey, can we also talk about how you understood time and how time works?
Yes.
Can we talk about that?
Yes.
Because I want to get into everybody, all my peeps know that I'm a big time fanatic.
Yes.
And about what time is for, how it works, and all that. Well, I bet you got some special insight on that.
Can't wait.
Okay, I'll see you in just about 10 minutes. So hold your horses, guys. I'm going to have Brother Gabe Perreault. This is why you want to like this. This is why you want to share this. This is why you want to let all of your peeps know that, you know what? This is real. Yeah. And Brother Gabe Perreault is going to be with us here today. Right on. I promise you, this is going to be one of the best conversations that we've had all year long. And I'm so happy he's here with us today. So joining me from directly across the desk from parts unknown is Michelle Wilbur.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
Well, I'm good. I had a big time 13-hour drive yesterday.
I saw that. You and Pastor Leanna top down, cruising.
Oh, man. It was like we were teenagers again, man.
So fun.
I let my hair blow all over the place. We had a top down on her 2008 Mini Cooper.
Cute.
And, man, I'll tell you, it was buzzing like a chainsaw, man. I got it up to 90-something miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Yesterday, we went all the way down to Fredericksburg. We went through Brady. I met with a bunch of operators yesterday.
Wow.
Been speaking to all my teams in Mexico. We're about to do this huge operation. And yeah, man, we're being very successful. God Almighty's moving.
It's crazy. It's a wild ride to be on right now. And it's so cool to see what the Lord is doing. And the season that we're in, moving and operating and really, truly the overflow. And it's like, it's hard to keep up. So we're very thankful for all of our family who tunes in from all over the world, who keeps up with us as we do this. And you guys truly are our family. Every single one of you who's watching and who partners with us, we're so grateful for you. We have people from all over the world tuning in right now, Pastor. We actually have Marker Skeen from South Africa, Liski from South Africa, Billy from Cleburne, Joshua from Utah, Kelly from Oklahoma. I know we got people. Oh, I see someone from Alabama there. So we've got people tuning in from all over the world. And we thank you so much for every single one of you. Thank you for joining us.
Yesterday, I drove through Mason, Texas. I went to a place called Crockett's. And I was like, I got to go to it if it's called Crockett's. I go in there, Gabe, and this is a true story, buddy. I go in there. And there's one old man sitting in there watching Trump, the Trump speech. He's sitting about 2 feet away from a 72-inch television. He's got it cranked to the max, and he's sitting there listening to President Trump. And this sweet old lady by the name of Lisa comes up, and whenever I sit down at a table, I always say, hey, my name's Troy. This is my bride, Leanna, because they always say their name, so I always do that, right? Because you never know what Jesus is going to do with that, right? And she said, my name's Lisa. And she said, Troy, what's your last name? And I said, Brewer. She goes, I knew it. And I said, how do you know that? She goes, well, I've already called all my family and they're on the way up here. Would you mind having lunch with all of us? It's just like that, man. They all showed up and they're like, we love you and we love your ministry and we love this and we love that. I was in Mason, Texas, which is crazy. Wow. And so, man, they love the Lord and they're beautiful, incredible people. I always see Paraguay is on here right now.
Wow. Yeah. Hello, another one friends. From South Africa.
Another South African. Trevor, I call you blessed, my friend. And I praise God for all you cats joining us. All right, so what do we need to tell everybody?
Okay, well, first we want to let you guys know to take this opportunity, be a media missionary, like and share this post. In addition to letting us know where you're watching from, we also want to remind you that we have a 24/7 prayer line.
Call it.
So call it anytime you want, literally 24 hours a day, 877-413-0888. And if you somehow landed on this podcast and you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing here, but I feel like I'm supposed to be here, and I want to know more about these crazy people in Burleson, Texas, you can also call that number and we can give you all the information. You're going to hear a lot of different stuff. We're going to talk about crazy, cool.
What do you got on your chest crazy. Today?
Which one? I got my
high. Yeah, what is that? What is that one?
This
is,
means
that,
life.
That's 18. That's yeah. Number 18.
Chi means life.
I know what that is. That is also the number 18 is what that is.
And then this is a coin from Israel.
To life, like I am. Come on, I know that stuff.
Yes, all right, go ahead. Yes. I'm sorry. Anyway, sorry. So you guys are going to hear so much today from New Rescues because we do media. We do all of this so that we can rescue kids. And guys, we do it every single day. Pastor Troy has some incredible updates for you that you're going to hear. And then also, I mean, we have our friend Gabe in the house, and he's going to be talking about his experience in literally heaven. So I'm excited. I've got questions. I also follow you on social media, so I've also been seeing the haters rising up against you. And so I want to talk to you about that, which is crazy. But we're gonna get into a lot of it, Pastor. But do you wanna kind of recap some things?
We rescued six people last week, including an old lady.
Yes.
That we rescued her. She was actually a Silver Alert, and we rescued her last week.
Yes.
And there she is. And I mean, it's amazing that our team's there. She is. Oh. I've been found. You go, girl. I bless you in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. I love her. That is my friend, and I don't know her. But you know what? She got in a bad situation, and she disappeared, and she wandered off right on. And I don't know, honestly, I don't know many details about it.
I think she had dementia or something like that, one of those things, but they don't know how she...
I don't know if she drove off or something like that.
Yeah.
I really don't know, but it was like a really scary situation. Wow. And our rescue team was activated and they found her.
That's awesome. I love that we have teams in the States that are now being activated.
We do.
We get Amber Alerts and then we have people that we're funding that are doing that.
We're actually 9 for 9 for Amber Alerts since January the 1st. Our team is something else.
That's so
cool. And our team works. Our team, we integrate with Doc Chambers' team, with the guy who just ran for governor.
Yeah.
Boz, who's like legendary military guy. Craig Sawman Sawyer, legendary SEAL Team 6 guy. A bunch of other people as well. I'm forgetting several people, but we have a brotherhood together. We love each other. We help each other. And you guys need to know you're making a tremendous difference. Get in the fight. Call 877-413-0888. And guys, we did indeed rescue, a 15-year-old girl last week. And, our 15-year-old girl that we rescued, the testimony that we can give, the testimony is not she has been a prostitute since she was 10, and that's true. The testimony is not that she has had multiple forced abortions. Mm-hmm. She had her first abortion at the age of 12.
Gosh.
That is not her testimony. That's not her testimony. Those are just the facts. The testimony is she's in our home right now, and she is surrounded by Jesus-loving people, and she is saying, I'm so grateful. She is so full of thanksgiving, and she's so full of gratefulness. I mean, and she gets it. Jesus rescued me.
Yeah.
Jesus rescued me.
I mean,
he did that.
It's so incredible to hear from our teams that have been working directly with her that, you know, you just never know. These kids have been through so much that they came out of. And to hear them talk about Rachel and just say, she's just so grateful. They just kept saying that she's grateful that people came to her rescue and she couldn't believe it. And it's what better way to show who Jesus is?
Rebecca Marie, who is usually on set here with us, she's down in the nation of Belize right now with a huge team of rescuers that we have down there right now. visiting our pregnancy centers and where we birth babies down there and where we rescue girls that have been trafficking from. Rebecca, we're also proud of you. Leanna is on her way. Leanna's going to be leaving.
Oh, really?
Yes, she's going to be leaving at the same time I'm going to L.A. this week. She's going to be going down there.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yeah, which Leanna's an L.A. girl.
And I am
a Belize boy. And we switched this time, and I, like, how did that even happen?
Oh, my goodness.
That is indeed what's happening. Wow. Guys, we're doing the kingdom stuff.
We are. Every day, all over the world.
Well, we had an incredible Easter weekend. It was amazing. And one more thing, one of the things we offered on Easter weekend that I want to give to you, this is a value to you. I'm going to put it on the screen right now. It is a free ebook from my good friend, Alan DiDio. All right, we're putting it up right now. Guys, The Mystery of the Sapphire Tablets is a free digital download from my very good friend, Alan DiDio. He's one of the greatest voices. I love Alan. He's an incredible writer, and this is all about Pentecost. And guys, we're going to be entering into Pentecost very soon, and this will help you prepare for that. I double dog dare you guys to take advantage of that. Download that. It's free to you. And we offered that to everybody here on Easter Sunday. I want to offer that to everybody that's watching right now. Pastor Alan, thank you for that. What an incredible resource. And I bless that in Jesus' name. All right.
Amen.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to keep... We have more that we could talk about, but I kind of feel like we...
I think we're out of rock and roll.
Because there's just so much. And I love that we have so many people tuning in. I'm sure you guys, just so you know, as we talk to our friend Gabe, if you have questions for him about anything that you hear us talking about, please submit them. Put 3 question marks first so that we can grab it. And we will do our best to get to all of your questions. So,
okay. I had an encounter with Jesus in 2015. And Gabe, I'm just going to just tell you, I was going through something that was trying to kill my ministry. It was trying to kill me. And we'd been sabotaged in a way that you cannot. It was so diabolical. And I was so disgusted. And I was like, wow, just had this campus given to me. We're rescuing so many kids. We're doing stupid things. I was about to turn 50. I was about to turn 50 years old. And I was like, I can't believe that this has happened. Leanna, being the greatest wife on the planet Earth, she knew I had this cabin where me and Leanna sneak off to, and it's out in Glenrose, which is where I live now. And I would move there the next year. And it's been a special place I've had for more than 20 years that was the mine and Leanna special place that nobody knew about, where we would sneak off. And that's where we would go to just love on each other and just get away from everybody. But also it was a place where I would go and I would fast and pray. And one time I went there and I stayed 15 days and I fasted for 15 days. And I had these crazy encounters with the Lord. Leanna was like, will you please come out and meet me out at the cabin? And it was on a Wednesday night. I fought through the Wednesday night service, but I was not in a good place at all. But I got through it. I got in my car, drove all the way out to Glenrose, went and found my beautiful bride. She had candles on. The place was set. She had worship music on. And she said, just lay with me and love me. And I'm believing Jesus is going to give you peace about everything that's happening. And I said, yes, ma'am, I'll do that. And it was beautiful. When I went to sleep, I had an encounter with the Lord that is very difficult for me to even explain, because as soon as it started, I was aware that I was in a place. It wasn't a dream. I can call it a dream because I had gone to sleep, but I went somewhere with the Lord and he was there and he spent an hour and 33 minutes with me. And I knew the second I put my foot on the ground in this place, I went, whoa, what is this place? As soon as I did, I was aware of a clock, and the clock started ticking from 1 hour and 33 minutes to 1 hour, 32 minutes, 59, 58, 50, and I knew I was going to be in this place. And I knew also it was Psalms 133. Oh, how beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the oil that flows down. And I knew, and I had all this supernatural knowledge. I knew how everything was measured, how everything was weighed. I knew it was north, south, east, and west. I knew it was up and down. When I looked at something, there was all this information that came with it. And I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about Jesus showed up, and he showed up in a war outfit to fight this battle for me. And he stopped to spend an hour and 33 minutes with me on his way to go fight this battle that I would never have to fight again. And he told me, you'll never fight this one again. I'm killing it today. And he wasn't there to be nice. He was there to go take care of business. And he stopped to love on me. Mm. And when this encounter was over, and I was aware to the last second, and I was literally looking into his eyes when it was over. I saw him face to face. I saw him.
Yep.
When it was over with, when I woke up, I knew my life was going to be different from that day forward. And 2016 was the year. That was in October of 2015. In December, I turned 50 years old. And then that next year, we started Troy Brewer Ministries in January. Got on my first TV show. We sold 400,000 books that year from a book that I had written 18 years earlier that we'd only sold 300 copies in 18 years. Numbers That Preach. We rescued thousands of kids that year. Everything changed from this encounter that I had. And I've never been the same, and I'll never be the same. Just in referring to it, I want to start crying because it's so beautiful. I can't even, once you've seen Jesus and once that happens, it changes you. So walk me through it. How did you see Jesus? What happened?
Yeah. It was October 25th, 2021, when I flipped off my electric skateboard.
Stop. That's the day that I had my encounter with Jesus was October the 25th.
Oh, wow.
Seriously? Are you serious?
Yeah. You had yours on October the 25th?
Yeah. No, I know the exact day. Yeah, it was the time. It was in the morning. It was about 10 a.m., October 25th, 2021.
Mine was October the 25th of 2015.
Wow. So exactly like 6 years later.
Wow.
Yeah.
10/25.
We didn't know that. That's the first time we've ever.
No, I had no idea.
You never told me October 25th before. Yeah, so not surprised. So as I flipped off my board, landed right on my head. Good place to land, you know. Just so happened to crack my skull in half. And I flatlined right there. And
wow.
Remember just exiting my body, like I just slipped. And then even describing this memory, though, is challenging, right? Because I do my best to put it on a normal timeline, but it wasn't a normal timeline.
Yes. Yes.
It wasn't a this happened, then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. Uh-huh. It was him. So it was a step outside of what I call the Earth's clock. And that's my best description of why the title of my book is 18 Days in Heaven. But really, I was 18 days in my coma, unconscious, you know, teetering back and forth life and death. But with him, it was, it felt like 2 minutes. Time doesn't operate the same when you're outside of it. Like the Bible says, a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as a day. So now no longer is my faith for him for one day. No longer is my faith in eternity one day. I experience eternity now.
Yes.
The fullness, as Ephesians says, all according to life and godliness has been given to us.
Yes.
Has been laid up for us.
Yes.
We were loved before the universe was made. We were chosen before the universe. So my moment with him, that is the first hang up that gets most people. How dare you say you spent 18 days in heaven? And I laugh because they don't get the point.
Yeah.
You cannot receive this encounter through an earthly understanding.
I in my, not to compare mine with yours, okay?
Because
what Jesus has done with you is crazy. And I very humbly present this, but in my situation, it was like my foot was still on the ground. Okay. I was in a completely different place that I was very connected to. As soon as this encounter is over with, there's a clock ticking and I've got so many things to get done.
Right.
And my encounter was like that.
Wow.
But with that said, while I was aware of an earthly clock, While it was ticking second back in Texas in Somerville County, when I was with the Lord, it was as far past as you can imagine and as far future as you can imagine, all at the same exact time.
Yeah. Because it was like a cloth. I saw that time was wrapped up. So it was like a piece of paper. And he folded the past, the present, the future. He folded my entire life into this piece of paper. And I saw how what he did for me on the cross. First of all, people don't understand. Like he died for me. Every nail that went in his wound, he showed me. He showed you. He did it for me. My name. My name.
Your name was by?
So my name was the nail.
Okay. I actually preached that on Sunday in my Easter message. I told everybody about your encounter. And because when the Bible says that Jesus showed up to Thomas and showed him the wounds, and Thomas's reply was, "My Lord and my God, my Savior," right? I guarantee you he saw the name Thomas on it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
The cross, the crucifixion, Jesus is not a religion. It's not something that happened. It's not something you learn about. It's him. Mm. And it's not only him. It's who he is to you. When you see Jesus, you don't just see Jesus. You see who he is to you. That's why he asked his disciples, "Who am I?" Mm-hmm.
So good.
Who am I to you? Who am I?
Gabe, we already have so many people that's asking questions. Yeah. We're going to hold this off until the end of the hour. And we're going to be going through questions. And I'm going to give you guys a chance to ask Brother Gabe Perot these questions. And look, man, he's already in the presence of the Lord. I want to, he already just so wrecked. You know, you just get so wrecked. I love it. Oh, dadgummit, I love it so much. Just love it. Okay. All right. So I'm sorry I'm interrupting you so much. It's just that I really love you, man. I love you with all my heart. And I know that you know that. And so let's go through this. So I can't imagine what that was like when your head pounded into that concrete and your head came open and split your skull. What happened immediately, and how was there like a slow process of changing? Was it instant? You were in the presence of the Lord. What was that like?
It was instant, but there was still like this, I was pulled out. And so then as I was just suctioned up, it felt like a truck when it's just driving through mud, you can't get anywhere, but then you just hit traction. You're just like, oof, like you just slip right out.
That's
like,
awesome.
So it really did feel just
did
like,
you see your body?
So yeah. It was like, I just slept right out of my body. And it was like, I don't remember like all the details cause I was so fast. So like I describe it peripherally, if that makes sense. But even in my peripheral, I was aware of great chaos in the second heaven as well.
Okay.
So, and I described three heavens. Now, biblically, Paul talks about this too, but you know, the three heavens.
Of course.
Third heaven is where he is, but the second heaven is like this interlocking, including outer space, which, by the way, the spiritual realm is manifesting a lot in outer space.
That's correct.
So, but people don't understand that. But that's the second heaven. The first heaven is the blue sky. It's what we see with our physical eyes. It's right above us, right? So
there was a lot of chaos, a lot of warfare, and a lot of stuff going on in the second heaven.
And not just stuff, but I need to say this about the second heaven. People don't recognize this. It's civil war, but these spirits are so familiar with people that they introduce feelings and thoughts, and specifically unforgiveness. And they tell you that it helps you, but they eat those same chains of unforgiveness like a buffet. And so they eat it on people's lives and they continue inflicting the same damage that happened to that person. As long as they can keep them in unforgiveness, keep holding on to that resentment, they'll never escape the pain they went through.
Mm. Wow.
So it literally is a buffet. So I saw these in my peripheral. I was aware of these demonic spirits. It was like they were eating off. They were functioning off the authority that was given them through unforgiveness.
Wow, that's powerful. Danny Kaye says, and I know that he actually did the introduction of your book. I just saw that. I'm looking at it right now. So Rick Renner did the forward, and also Randy Kaye. I always say Danny Kaye. Goddammit. I'm so sorry, Randy.
He forgives you.
Yeah, he does. He's a good dude.
He's so awesome.
I love him, man. Yeah. Randy Kaye actually says that when he was on his way to heaven after he died, that he saw warfare, and he said he saw literal battlefields line up. He saw angels and demons, and they would scrap. And when one would lose, they would fall on the battlefield and disappear to another battlefield. But wow. that was wow. how real. Like he saw lines of, and they would charge each other and they would scrap and they would actually fall.
Yeah.
And then boom, and they would fall, angels and demons, and they would go to another battlefield. They would just immediately be assigned to another battlefield. And a lot of that had to do with prayers. It had to do with how people were cooperating. Did you hear anybody pray for you as you were slipping off into this?
So I described this on a linear timeline, but part of my testimony is I did see the prayers. And I did see everyone praying over me.
That's
and
cool.
and even, you know, after coming back, John Michael would tell me, you know, how he held up my lifeless body in his arms and he was praying over me too. So and it was
good.
Part of his praise
have
that
friends
I saw.
Praying for
so
you.
Yeah, he saved my life. So
how would you describe, could you tell that his prayers were powerful in second
they
heaven?
Were more real than even his physical body. His prayers held my body up.
Come on.
It's not just when I say words aren't just things we should babble out, and our words in of their own ability don't have any power, but our words joined with the word in unity is where life is. So there's no objects in heaven. People don't know this. There's no things in heaven. Do you know that?
No, tell me.
It's all full of life. Everyone is alive in heaven.
It's all inanimate. They're not
even
inanimate.
The streets,
they're all animated.
Even the streets are alive.
Okay, I told you whenever we were having our talking to the pastors earlier, in my encounter, my fingers accidentally touched the fingers of Jesus when he was handing me something. And as God is my witness, my fingers started to praise the Lord. They started to sing.
Yeah.
Okay, did you experience that in heaven?
It's every there's a hymn, left, right, up, down, center, back. There's no need for sun or moon. He is the light. He is the light. He is the love. Love is everywhere and everything. It's alive. It's all alive. So as the leaves in the trees blow, they sing, "Worthy is the Lamb." That same note is received
yes.
by the rivers of the waters of life, and the waves crash back and forth. And then they'll sing it on a lower note, though. They'll say, "Worthy is the King." And then the streets of gold will receive it back and sing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." So, and then you hear that note and you sing it back. "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." People think worship is just in the throne room. Worship is heaven. See, like,
it's the atmosphere.
And people struggle when I speak these words because they're viewing this as a limited understanding.
Yeah, sure.
Heaven is not something you learn. Heaven is someone you meet.
Okay.
Heaven is him. So
he is the promise.
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Come on.
He is above and before and beyond. He is what made all things that even are good at all that we've ever seen. He is.
So what happened? So you go through.
Well, I only have a small memory of what happened. He allowed me to only tell one half of one percentage, and even trying to put it back in English is difficult. And it's why so many people go wild. And I guess, you know, I do have to announce I'm a false teacher and I'm a charlatan and
I'm everything.
Everyone, yeah.
But
yeah.
The trolls on YouTube.
According to the trolls, I cracked my skull in half and was in a coma for 18 days because I wanted to make up a story about Jesus.
Yeah.
According to the trolls.
That was a great plan, by the way.
Wasn't that a great plan?
That was amazing.
Thank you.
The mastermind.
I totally get it.
It's like, are you serious? Like, anyways, but you know, and by the way, this is a medically verified miracle. This the doctors and you know JPS Hospital.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for these doctors and nurses. They cared for my.
I got a kid that works there.
Yeah. And I'm so thankful, and I give a big shout out to them. I just always give them thanks. But they've even come out publicly and said, "We can't explain why Gabe's alive because my brain was like mashed potatoes, truly." Okay,
wow.
And that's a type of injury you don't just heal from. That's not a boo boo. Okay, this is what ends your life. And if you do survive, you're a vegetable type injury. So for those 18 days, I was in the natural coma for the first three and then 15 days induced coma. So,
wow.
So you could just imagine with no medicine, nothing at all for 3 days, I was nothing. Non-response. Like that's not good.
Do you remember the jewel she's wearing over there?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's the number 18.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
That is the number 18. So all of the letters actually represent a number as well because they don't have numerals.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That is the number 18.
Wow.
And 18 means resurrection life.
Look at that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's what 18 means. It means life and life more abundantly.
Yeah. So for those 18 days, again, my parents were called in. I was talking about in past tense, they asked for my last will. So it truly was hopeless. But I was full of hope. My life didn't end. My life begun. So life doesn't end when your body dies, right? Like, now, I guess medically they resuscitated me. Then I was in the coma for 18 days, right? But I was alive. See? And so I was with him. So he showed me many things, but I want to specifically get into the time that we are living in.
Okay, let's go.
People always look at me. So he's miraculously sent me back to my body. But before he did, he looked me in the eyes. He said, Gabriel, tell my people. But he didn't say people, it was family. He's not a religion. He's all about family. Tell my family I'm coming back soon. And tell them who I really am. And he didn't even say that to me in English. I'm describing that in English so people can understand. But he spoke it as a dagger in my heart. I felt what he wanted me to feel. I saw what he wanted me to see.
Yes.
I was who he is.
Yes.
How Moses saw the pre-incarnate Christ. Moses' failures. Everything that Moses was nothing. Moses met Christ on that burning bush. I saw that moment.
You saw that moment.
And Moses found himself in Christ.
Yes.
People don't know that. The reason Moses was able to do anything, the reason Moses became Moses is because he met the I am. So we are because he is. That's not pride. That's humility. That's grace and that's truth. That's true strength. Paul said, in my weakness, I'm strong.
You think that that's why Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration? Because in those moments in time and space, they jumped forward in the future.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so it had happened all at the same time.
Yeah, it all happened at the same
time. And also, you know, there's going to come a time when we share the gospel to those who never heard the gospel, and it's going to be a jump backwards. There's jumps forwards and there's jumps backwards. People don't know that.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're going to be able to get to preach the gospel to those who looked forward to the cross, but they actually never heard about the cross because it hadn't happened yet. We're going to be able to preach the gospel to them.
Yeah, no, you can. Yeah, so the Lord's not subject to time, and it's something, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, time, God created the heavens, space, and the earth, matter. Mm-hmm. So everything that falls within a time, space, and matter realm, God Almighty is not subject to any of those things.
No.
He created those things. Yep. Those are all his constructs. So he can jump into time, space, and matter however he wants to, and he can touch it and manipulate it however he wants to.
Yeah.
He can literally jump into somebody's past and change their future, which changes your now, right now.
Do you know why the cross was shaped the way it was?
Yeah, come on, tell me.
People don't know this. And by the way, also, donkeys have a cross on their back.
I have a bunch of donkeys, I don't know.
People don't know that, so you know. But people don't understand, God is not a God of coincidences. Everything aligns. The cross pointed east and west at the same exact time.
That's
why?
Right.
Why were his arms stretched? Because it was his public declaration, all of time I have redeemed at this moment. In one is all.
Yep.
Why?
So good.
He was completely surrendering all of the time of the earth, and he completely surrendered himself to become us, to redeem us back to heaven, back to the Father, back to family. Right? So.
Yep.
And so he didn't pay the price of sins for those alive 2,000 years ago. He didn't pay the price of the sins we have committed in the past of our lives. He completely redeemed our past, present, and future. So we truly have been redeemed. Now, as soon as you realize that, you are born again. Not just realize, but as soon as you make that decision in your heart, you're born again. But then once you're born again, you walk in that identity in him, and you walk as a child of love. And then you see the fruit of your life completely change.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is yet to come. Holy, distinctively different, a distinction, holy, past, present, and future.
Yeah. So
crazy.
Here's what else is wild, and this is what I want to get into, the timeline that he showed me.
Okay.
Elisha, people don't realize this, Elisha was surrounded. Elisha... It on the natural, it looked like it was going to be over.
Not Elijah.
No, not Elijah. I say Elisha.
Huh?
He was surrounded. But what did he say? He said, there's more with us than there are against us. Do you know that was actually, and Jesus showed me this. And then all of a sudden, you know, all the chariots of fire I saw, that was a prophetic picture of when the chief chariot of fire himself is about to come back and get us. And even though it's going to look like we are surrounded, we're mocked, we're made fun of by the entire world, as those wild ones. We're going to look surrounded, and he is going to come get us on the clouds.
Okay. So he actually saw the return then. There's
he actually saw the return before even the cross.
That's amazing.
So he saw Jesus, not just as the lamb. He saw Jesus as the lion, as the lion of the tribe of Judah. And he saw Jesus as on his chariot of fire, on his white horse. It was a type and shadow.
Yeah,
people don't know that. So
yes, I didn't know that.
So
that's really good.
And so everything in the Bible, he is left, right, chapter, verse, sentence, paragraph.
Yes.
He's all, and that's why I always tell people, Christ is near.
You know, he when he showed up to me, he showed up in a chariot.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you though, me and you need to sit down after this broadcast, and I've got to tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. But he showed up. It started off as a cloud. I was seeing a cloud, and then it formed two horses, and then it formed a chariot, and it formed a cloudy figure, and then it became animated. And as it came towards me, all the clouds blew off, and it was Jesus. And he buzzed me. He went right over my head. And then this happened a couple of times, and then he stopped, and then he overshadowed me.
Wow.
And then that was when I had the encounter with him. I was literally under the shadow of that chariot. So you're talking about he came from present, future tense to show up in my life today.
But I was his everything. But this is what I saw, Troy.
Come on, man.
He waited his entire life just for me. I was his everything. It was me and him. Somebody says, "Do you see anyone else in heaven?" I say, I was the only one before him in heaven. And that's real controversial. I don't care. It gets me canceled. I don't care.
Just put
false teacher right on my forehead, however you want.
I love it. I love it.
So it really, he left the 99 for the one.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one. I will forever be the one.
Wow.
In just a few minutes, we're going to go behind the veil, and we're going to be a continuous conversation for everybody that partners with us to rescue kids.
Come on.
And we're gonna keep a lot of the context of this off of all of our social media things at odx.tv, just for the family that helps us rescue kids. And so if you're watching on ODX, I want you to stay there. But in the meantime, here over the next couple of minutes, I want to pick out at least one or two questions that somebody wants to ask him about, because I'm going to get in a deep talk to him about this time thing, because the Lord has also revealed to me a lot about the timing of things. And I want to talk about that timeline specifically. Mm-hmm. And also in an encounter that I had, I can tell you this. I saw my dad. I had a vision and I had a dream just a couple of years ago. And my dad was in it, and he walked up to me and he said, he told me a couple of things, but he said, "Troy, we're aware of the world clock," and he called it the world clock.
Yep.
And he said, "Look, we're not subject to time." And he told me, "I know you know that." And I said, "I do." He said, "But you're not aware that we're this far away from the return of Jesus." And I couldn't even really see the place between his fingers.
Right.
You think we're that close to Jesus coming back?
Even closer. I saw that grace actually wasn't the grace. The specific grace for the earth is not infinite.
That's right.
So we talk about grace and love as if it's infinite, and love is infinite, but grace specifically isn't.
Yeah, that's right.
So
it is subject to a timeline.
Grace is limited to this earth.
Yes.
And this earth is about to be burned up. I don't mean burned up in a good way. People don't know that. And this is what I always tell people. Jesus revealed to me, those that don't burn with him now are going to burn.
Wowzers. Wowzers.
That's a hard truth, but that is the truth.
Yeah, I believe that.
Burn with him now and allow him to burn you now, because he'll burn you with the fire of grace. Not the fire of judgment. But one day the fire of judgment will come, and all those that haven't been burned are going to get burned. But it doesn't go the way you
would. Hay, and stubble.
So right, that's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
That's right.
So you keep procrastinating. Do you know why procrastination is so demonic?
Tell me.
It is actually inverting, and it's you telling God you got time covered. And it's saying, God, I'm going to do time my way. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. or I'm going to stay in the past. Shame and procrastination are both warped times, warped visions of time. Wow. They're perverted visions of time. And procrastination says, I can wait till tomorrow and you'll never be saved today. And so I saw that salvation actually has only been provided today. Because if you miss today, you're playing risky games. Because he died on the cross today and forever and always and every day. He's forever crucified, yet he's forever resurrected. But if you don't recognize that today, mm-hmm. you can't count on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you're always living your today counting on tomorrow, planning for tomorrow as if it's going to come, hoping for tomorrow, watch out.
Come on.
There might be grace of a couple more days and you might be able to, you can mock this as much as you want. Oh, they've always said he's about to come back. They've always said it was the end times. They've always said it was the last days. And then your last day hits a lot closer mm-hmm. than you realize. What are you going to say?
Yeah, the Bible says, an evil servant declares mm-hmm. the Lord delays his return. It's pure evil. It's evil. Wow. Those are words of Jesus. And so, yeah, that's crazy cool, man.
But, you know, even those that mock what we share, I love them, I bless them, and I pray for them. Because I don't even want them to experience what they deserve. Because I didn't get what I deserved. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I speak up against that spirit, but man, those people, they've got to understand, like, I love them so dearly. And even those that mock testimonies like this, I pray for them every day. Mm-hmm. I bless them. I even reach out to them and say, hey, I love you. You want to talk? Let's talk.
How does that go, by the way?
That's the thing, though. They say, I don't believe you. That's the thing. I don't need you to believe me. I want you to know Jesus. And that's what they struggle with.
Yeah.
Because they keep, oh, you introduced this for attention or views. It's like, no, I didn't. You could call me a liar to my face and I won't be bothered.
Yeah.
Because I know in whom I believe.
Amen.
Not just believe. I know in whom I've seen. So I don't need you to accept what I say. I tell them, I say, just go get a Bible. I say, read the Bible.
Come on.
Because that's why I share my testimony. So I think we're very hesitant to hear NDE testimonies or supernatural things, right? And people are scared of them almost. Yep. Or, you know, we want to so quickly dismiss them. And it's like, or what if Joel 2 is coming to pass? Mm. The young men are seeing visions. The old men are dreaming dreams.
Yeah, right on. All right, Ms. Shay.
Yes, sir.
So before we switch over to go behind the veil, and we have this conversation, a very exclusive way that's just for our family at ODX. You got a couple of questions over there.
Yeah, I do. I've got some of your questions.
Yeah?
Yeah, so TO24JC said, Gabe, when you saw your name in Jesus' hand, did you see Gabriel or the name that he gave you? Like, did he give you a new name?
He didn't allow me to have any memory of that new name. Mm-hmm. And so while he, you know what, my honest answer to that is, it could have been my new name and I'm just remembering only Gabriel. Mm-hmm. But I just know it was, he did it for me. That's what I'm communicating when I say that.
But you are aware that you were aware then with Jesus that mm-hmm. you had a new name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's even like a library and it's like, it has my name on it. He didn't allow me to really even like see or remember that name, but I knew he had a name for me. So I knew he had a name and it was a white stony substance was where my name was.
Wow, okay. That's cool.
But again, I don't have like a memory of that or because he didn't allow me to, and he didn't show me in this library. He showed me past moments where he redeemed and where he was there and he forgave me and gave me grace. Like people are so afraid of all their mistakes getting pulled up. Well, if you accept Jesus and give him your heart, you're just washed by his blood. You'll see the grace, not judgment, grace. So I saw books of grace and mercy, redemption.
Oh.
But the future books, he didn't allow me to see or remember. He wants me to trust him today, right?
Sure.
So we can't live off yesterday's bread. And even in the test, even when I share my testimony, I just can't live off my encounter. It's a daily encounter.
Yeah, of course. Amen.
Right? So
Amen.
Like, people think I have it hijacked now because I went to heaven and back. It's like, if anything, it's more challenging. To
yes.
Because you see things differently.
Wow. Yes, you do.
You really see things differently.
We also had a question from Robin Lee Day because she, I think, was blown away like we were that both of you had an encounter on 10/25.
Yeah.
So, of course, she wants to know what is the significance in those numbers, 10/25.
It's all fives. This is the first thing I think of. I mean, it's actually 7 5s, 10 25.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, you know, 25 is 5 times 5 and 10 is 5 times 2. And so, I mean, it's, which is the grace of God. So, I would imagine it has to do with something with the 7 5s involved in it, but I'm really not sure, Robin. I don't know, darling. Wow.
But it's pretty crazy that you guys both had.
Yeah,
that
that's actually
on the same
that
day.
Actually scared me, and yeah. in a really good way.
And yeah. we are yeah. located in a similar similar location in Texas. We both yeah. live in Texas.
Yeah.
There's yeah.
What the heck? I
wonder how far your encounter was from where, because I was out in the country when I fell on my skateboard.
Yeah, where was you at?
It was all the way out near Eagle Mountain Lake.
Yeah.
Out in the country out
He's
there.
He's out there, huh?
Like right near that lake.
Can I ask a mom question?
Yeah.
A practical mom question. How fast do you think you were going? Because I literally just got my son, who's 5, an electric scooter, and I'm like, he's goodness. Never riding it again.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, most of those companies went bankrupt because so many kids have died.
Oh, okay.
So I'm surprised you were even able to get one. But I was
he does wear a helmet.
Good. You better make him wear a helmet every time because, yeah. But I was probably going 15 to 25 miles per hour. I don't know, right? Because yeah. I was just flying. Like, you know, just I'm not going to track my speed, you know, yeah. when I'm on that board, you know. But it was fast. That's what I do know. And okay. I mean, I would race cars on it. We would joke. We'd be like, let's see if we can beat this car. Like, you just do whatever you want, you know.
Yeah.
Helmets are for weirdos, you know, nerds, right? At the time, that's what I said. So, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I had to ask my mom a question because I'm like over here just like, we just got
no,
it
he's
him.
Definitely, no, I mean, if you're going to allow him to ride it, just accept he's going to get hurt. It's going to happen and just make him wear a helmet.
The helmet. So. Wow. There was, another question. How different did it feel from a dream? Because obviously it seems like you could recognize that it wasn't a dream.
It wasn't like just a dream. And I, you know, I could see it being a vision, but it was so real. It was more real than my life.
Yeah.
And I think we try to say, well, it was just a dream, just a vision, just something I saw, just something I experienced. It's like, man, there's something we should never try to discount things just because.
Yeah.
We should judge it against the word of God, right? And say, well, if this aligns with scripture, there might be something here. You know what I mean? And as we should do with any supernatural encounter.
One of the things I love about your book is you just got scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture in here backing up all the things that you saw.
Because that's the purpose of any test, right? They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And so it's to point to the cross. Heaven is not some tourism location that you just claim to get clicks. It's about the opportunity to point to Christ. And that is, and I almost had a rule at every chapter, I would have at least a few scriptures.
Oh, and I mean, I look at it page 36 and page 37 right now, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 scriptures on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in the midst of paragraphs of you telling out of chapter 10, which is called Face to Face.
Yeah.
It starts off, says, he said, trust me. When I saw him face to face, my face shone like his. The more I understood him, the more I understood myself. Now, I don't know if other people approve of what I'm doing. I don't know. I don't need to know whether I'm celebrated or made fun of. Mm. How could I ever be rejected when I'm already so accepted by him? A smile erupts on my face. I can't help but just to rejoice.
That's the truth.
So good.
I really
got another good question here.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Just a quick one.
Yep.
This is from History Time 38. Gabe, should I fear or be excited?
Well, like they say in Joel 2, it's a great and terrible day of the Lord, depending on how you translate
it. That's exactly what I would have said.
So
it's a great and terrible day.
I don't know what to tell you. If you should be afraid if you haven't said yes to him. And there is a reverence, but you don't have to be afraid. You can look forward to this day. You can look forward to your encounter because you can know him today by faith. You'll actually be more blessed. So people will receive a greater reward if they never see him with their eyes. People don't know that.
That's right.
The people will actually be more blessed if they believe without seeing. So I invite them to set aside the distractions and get on their knees and ask of him today. Ask of him to take their life, to take it all. Say, Jesus, take it all. Jesus, I give you everything. So, right, like repentance isn't making it to heaven. Repentance is when you receive that love, it's wiping off the ketchup off your forehead because it's not who you are. Because who you are is a son of God. Who you are is loved, forgiven, righteous, redeemed. That's what repentance looks like. Not because you have to get to God, but because heaven came to you, because God got to you. Jesus came to you.
Wow. Listen, there's tons of people watching all over the planet Earth right now. Why don't you just speak into that camera and speak to them, Gabe, and tell them what to do?
I'm just so glad you're here. You know, if there was 2 million or one person, I share this testimony the same exact way. I genuinely never change. I'm not here to put on a show. I'm here to talk to one person. And I'm here to tell you, he loves you so much. He gave it all up just for you. You are his everything. And he is reaching out his arm to you. He is inviting you to live life with him. He is at the door of your heart. So just receive him now. Don't think about yesterday. Don't tell me about how all the different ways you already know about him. Don't tell me about all the other things you've watched and read and seen. I want you to know him. Him. So right now, Jesus, I just pray you touch this viewer. I pray they would encounter you by faith. Whether or not they see you with their eyes, pray they recognize that it is you who is walking among them. It is you who is knocking on their door. So I just bless them, Father. Thank you for joy and hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, friends, I'm with my very good friend, Gabe Perot, and he just now got through leading somebody to trust the Master and to find him. And I want to tell you that if you just prayed that prayer and if that looked like salvation with you, if that's what that looks like, I double dog dare you to call us. Let us pray with you. Let us send you a Bible. Let us get you started on your track for discipleship where you can start growing closer and closer and closer to him. Call the number. Call 877-413-0888. I've got a team of drop-dead, sold-out Jesus freaks on this property where I'm at right now, staring at the phone if they're not already on it. Mm-hmm. Call the number and let one of your brand-new brothers or your brand-new sisters in King Jesus pray with you and help you. And I promise you, you'll be happy that you did. You sure will. Now, Gabe Perot, he is the author of this book, 18 Days in Heaven. That's him right there. And this book, which is published by Harrison House, which is funny to me. I love that. I love that you're Harrison House. I'm a Destiny Image guy, and they're part of the same family, right? Yeah. Part of the same family. But they will only let you be on Harrison House if you're like really legit. You got to be like really legit. They don't let me on there. I'm just going to throw that out.
Oh, my goodness.
No. I love Harrison House. And this book says, I left my body and I met Jesus. What he told me will alter your eternity. John Burke's got a quote on here. It's forward is by Rick Renner and also by Randy Kay. And where can they find this at?
Available everywhere books are sold.
Yep. And it really is available everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what God is doing with this is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it hit number one on all of Amazon, all categories, which is quite miraculous.
So. All categories.
All categories.
I know, because sometimes people say
all
that.
All categories of books.
Sometimes people say that, and it's like number one on like obscure category. Yeah. So I appreciate like number that one you clarified on, that.
No, I was number one on a very obscure category one time, and I made a big deal out of it.
Oh, yeah,
I was
and you
like,
should.
And
you
I
should.
Was like, you no, should. But you totally no, should. I bet it was like really funny because it was like, prophetic, charismatic, redneck.
Yeah.
I'm number one. I'm number one on that.
That's amazing,
which is
but that's
great.
Incredible. No, that really is incredible.
No, but I'm
congratulations.
Thankful,
but. And I mean, awesome. I mean, we know this is Jesus doing this. We know it Amen. Is. Amen. But congratulations, man. And we all love you and we all stand with you. I want to encourage everybody to get a copy of this book, 18 Days in Heaven. I want to encourage you guys, check him out on his YouTube. He has millions of people who subscribe to that. He's on there all the time. His fight against abortion is incredible.
Oh, it's so good.
His fight to save the lives of kids is so brave. He's a very good friend of ours. I love him with all my heart. Guys, go to youtube.com/Gabe Perot. All right. So are you going to go behind the veil with me for a few minutes?
Of course.
We're going to answer some more questions. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about time. Yeah. Whenever you see the Lord folding up time like a handkerchief, the scientific term for that is there's a term that's called bending time or folding space, and you can't separate space and time. It's all the same.
Right.
So if you're going to go from here to there, so let's just say that this right here is the Earth and this right here is Mars, and you want to get there instantly, you fold space. so that they touch.
Yep.
And then you step out of Earth onto Mars, and then you unfold it, and suddenly you've traveled that whole distance.
Yep.
Time and distance are the same. The limitations of that. And I will offer the reason why we are in a time, we are in a timeline right this second, is for the purposes of redemption.
Yeah.
And that's what it's for. That's what it's all for. But pretty soon the age of grace is going to be over. And whoever's redeemed is redeemed. And we've all and we've always been redeemed once we step out of the folding of time and space.
Yeah.
Once we do that. You know, Jesus folded his handkerchief as well when he was on the tomb. He likes to fold things.
You know why he did that?
Yeah, you can tell me.
Well, I'm sure you know why. No, you tell everyone. I think you already know.
I shared it on Sunday.
I did. Well, I didn't know that. Well, the reason he did that is because in those days when you would be at a Jewish dinner, when the master would leave a meal, he wouldn't do anything on accident. And so he would take his cloth and he would intentionally fold it up and set it there as a sign that he was soon to return.
Yes.
And so that cloth in that tomb wasn't set as just a, oh, I was here. It was set, folded together, I'll be back. And now we're seeing with that Shroud of Turin. I don't know if you heard about that, but it's
exactly right.
It's being verified.
And it's been that was the folded cloth, right? And it's being verified.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he's coming back, he's going to grab it back. And he's going to show everyone.
That's mine. I need that. Okay.
He's going to throw it at behind the bell.
And we're going to answer people's questions and all of my peeps and all of my family that is at odx.tv. And you guys helped me rescue 6 people this week. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. That's remarkable.
It's incredible. We just want to remind you guys, when you join us as a partner on odx.tv, yes, you have access to all of our content 24/7. And depending on the different stages, you have access to more content than others. But that membership, what that really does is that helps us rescue kids. And that is the work that we are doing every single day in this country, in countries all over the world. We have over 50 safe homes all across the globe, guys. This is real. This is what we're doing. And we're able to share the real stories of people that are rescued every single week. And that's something that when you partner with us, you can hear those stories and know that's what I helped.
And
I helped do
and
that.
There's thousands more coming.
Yes.
There's thousands more coming. This is the work of Jesus.
Amen.
Yep.
And once we get this, once I get this special license, we're about to have however many migrant minors that are pregnant, that are in the system, possibly thousands of 12 and 13 year old little girls that are pregnant that fall into the category of migrant, meaning they are illegal. They're illegally here and they are minors. Meaning they are illegally here to be trafficked.
Yeah, they were trafficked.
That's what they're here. They're trafficking victims. I will be the only person in the whole nation that I know of, and also that my friends know of, that will have this license, and everybody's going to want to turn those kids over to us. I will tell you that we're in the process of getting a brand new children's home near Branson, Missouri, that can house 75 kids. It's a giant mansion, and it was built for pregnant girls. It was built to birth babies in. That's what it was for. And we're redeeming that, and we're getting a hold of that. We're partnering with another awesome ministry who is like helping us. They want to make sure we get this thing. It's all going to happen. And if you're actually standing with me financially, man, you're helping me rescue these kids. Yeah. And that's the fact, Jack. I promise
you. That reward is for you.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. It's awesome. Well, thank you guys again. Listen, we're going to go behind the veil. We're going to continue this conversation. I'm really excited to hear you guys dive into time and space and all of the things that like I can barely wrap my head around. And so I'm really interested in keep the questions coming. If you're joining us over there on ODX, of course, because we're going to try to get some more of those. But yeah, guys, we'll be back right here. Same time, same place tomorrow with Pastor Troy for another episode of The Pulse. And until then, we will see you behind the veil.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support.
Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.